Welcome to the Making Strides for AMLO Chiropractic podcast. This is Dr. Katie, and I'm so happy to provide a resource for you as a practicing animal chiropractor about the business and clinical side of being an animal chiropractic provider. I'm so thankful to have you on this podcast listening to these resources because I knew personally when I started my business, I felt so alone and so isolated. I don't want anyone else to feel like that. So in this podcast, we go over specific resources tailored to you as an animal chiropractor so that way you can serve more animal patients sooner. I invite you to get involved with us. We're online on social media. We have a Facebook group by the name of Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic that is growing every day. We also have an Instagram and Facebook page, Making Strides for Animal Chiro, where you can get involved and say hi. Please drop me a message. I'd love to hear from you. And if you'd like more course material, specific and tactical things you can use to get your business started the right way, please look us up online at makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. I have a lot of specific material I've designed just for you as a practicing animal chiropractor to get you to be more successful. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Please reach out, and I look forward to helping you serve more animal patients. Hey guys, you know what I hate? Patient notes. They are the worst. The last thing I want to do when I come home from a long day at work is sit down and write about what I did. I see a lot of patients, and it is near impossible for me to come home after a long day, interpret my chicken scratch on a napkin that I wrote about the patient that I saw, and write them into my computer and send those records off. It also adds a lot of admin time. When I'm considering that I could be out seeing patients with the time that I'm sitting at home and doing notes, it just fries my brain. So thankfully, I found Carmi Swift of EyePoint Touch. She talked me off a ledge. She found a program that worked for me. It streamlined how I sent my records off. It streamlined my billing, my calendar, and literally things I didn't even know I needed, and made me more efficient so I could spend more time with patients instead of sitting at home doing records. So if you want a little bit more information, this is the top of the line, best animal chiropractic EHR that is available. I recommend you talk to Carmi Swift of EyePoint Touch so she can get you a little bit more information and get your practice more successful. Again, look them up at eyepointtouch.com. Hey guys, Dr. Katie with Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic. I'm here in this podcast to talk about the specific business and clinical aspects behind being an animal chiropractic provider. I hope you can join us on Facebook or Instagram at Making Strides for Animal Chiro, or you can find us on our website, makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. I'm here to restructure my podcast this year where I talk about specific tactical things to help you in your business, and hopefully you're liking this content. But I'm going to talk today about a specific scenario that came up with one of my business basics coaching clients where we were talking about I want to help everyone syndrome. And this is a very common syndrome because in chiropractic school, maybe in vet school, they tell you, you can help everyone. Everyone has a spine, so everyone needs to be adjusted. So I'm going to liken this to us throwing a rock out into the ocean and hoping it hits something. You are in a big pool. And you are just one little rock, and there is no guarantee that you're going to have success because you're trying to drink from a giant ocean of people or animals or clients, right? Versus if you were to narrow your scope a little bit and you were a pebble in, say, a puddle, you could make a bigger impact. So what I mean by this is if I have a social media account where I post pictures or content of how I can help babies and pregnant moms and then dogs and then cats and then show animals. And I have all these different things. It leads to what I call customer confusion syndrome, where the customer has no idea what you do. They have no idea if you are an authority on a specific issue. And they're kind of scratching their heads like, I have no idea what this person does, versus what we call branding, where I am a specific person that works on a specific problem. The riches are in the niches, you guys. So if I'm an animal chiropractor, this is an example I come up with that was kind of silly, but I worked in the situation where I'm the weenie doctor and I help dogs with intervertebral disc disease through animal chiropractic care. And all you post about is weenie dogs and weenie dog things and pictures of you working on weenie dogs. Well, you're going to attract a certain type of client. But when someone has a dog, that's a weenie dog that has intervertebral disc disease, they're going to think of you and choose you first, right? Versus somebody that has a weenie dog who has intervertebral disc disease, but you never post about it and you know you can help them, but they don't know that you can help them because you have a confusing social media presence. So I understand that we want to help everyone, but you're actually helping no one when you do not specialize. So if you don't tell people, hey, this is what I do, this is what I offer, and you have a unique marketing message, then you are actually lending to confusion to the customer, but also yourself. So this particular Business Basics client was saying, you know, I had this horse person reach out to me and I went out and I mean, I like working on the horses. I was super grateful for the referral, but I just realized I really enjoy treating dogs. Like that is my thing. That is what I love. And I said, why don't you treat more dogs? Like, I'm not saying you have to discourage the referral, but like, why are you posting pictures of you working on horses if that's not the type of client you want? If you know that you're a barrel racer and you like working on horses, then yeah, that client might have been a better client for you. But if you know that you like working on dogs and horses make you uncomfortable, then why are you advertising that you work on horses? It does not make sense. You do not need money that bad. You are going to taper your scope, your field of vision, your ideal client down to who you actually want to serve, because you're confusing yourself. Because long term, if you keep attracting the wrong client, you're going to grow to resent your practice. You're not going to want to show up to work because Sally doesn't appreciate you. She always complains that her horse is not getting better and you don't enjoy treating horses anyway. So you don't want to go to that appointment and you don't feel like you're the adequate provider for them because you have no interest in learning more about barrel racing, right? But if you're working with, you know, Alex and Alex has a senior dog, and, you know, they love your service and you love their dog and you feel like you're offering good care, you're doing a great job, then why don't you seek more clients like Alex? Why are you taking more Sallys, right? Why are you pursuing more Sallys with your social media content? I give you permission. I don't need to give you permission, but I give you permission to say no. Refer them out. Give them to somebody else. Say that you're not the right fit for our practice because I want you to love your animal chiropractic business and enjoy working. I want it to be a viable and sustainable solution. I don't want you working in a practice where you hate your clients. I don't want you attracting the wrong client from the get-go. I would much rather you, quote unquote, work a real job for longer and only take ideal clients and build this the right way than jump into a practice that you built the wrong way because you couldn't say no at the get-go. It is much easier to say no than to work in a job where you have an ideal client over and over again. So although you can help that horse, you don't have to be the person to help that horse. There is someone else who's going to do a great job, and it doesn't have to be you. Like, I'm not going to say that you don't have to take them, but you might say in the future, I'm not taking horse clients. I'm the weenie doctor. I help weenie dogs, right? That's my unique niche. And customers are looking for brands that are tapering themselves down and becoming the expert. People want experts that enjoy their job. So why don't you become that? Why don't you show people on social media? And I'm probably the biggest hypocrite. Don't get me wrong. I am a multi-passionate person where I enjoy treating both. And it's okay to treat both. But if you have a social media presence, you're trying to attract your ideal customer, stop confusing your clients. Stop confusing yourself. Have a conversation one-on-one, maybe with a spouse so you don't look like you're crazy just talking to yourself, but talk with your family unit and say, what do I actually want? Who is the ideal patient I want to serve? Do you have a client already that you love? Why don't you ask them, do you have any friends just like you that I can help with animal chiropractic care? Do you know of anyone else in this agility club that I can serve or in this barrel racing community? Like, attract your ideal client that already does what you love helping with. What is your unique thing that only you do and other people don't? If you like dogs, then treat more of them. If you like treating horses, treat more of them. If you like doing livestock, only treat livestock. You can absolutely have a successful business being a specialist that specializes and having a brand that reflects that on social media. And it was kind of funny at this coaching conversation, you know, he felt relieved. Someone gave me permission that I can say no. I don't have to give you permission, but I want you to give yourself some grace. If you do a phone call with an incoming patient and you need the money maybe, but you say no because it's not worth the headache of taking on a client that you know you can't serve well, and or maybe as a client that's going to be frustrating and is not going to be the right fit. It is okay to say, I'm not the right fit. Here's somebody else. Let me set up that relationship for you. And because it's going to help you love your practice that much more, because you're treating the right people. Because there's going to come a time and a place where you serve enough people. You may not need any more people. You only take the right people. But how about doing that from the get-go, right? So I hope this mindset shift helped you. I struggle with it myself. I love all animals and they all have spines. And yes, they all need to be adjusted. But if a client's not the right fit for me, if I know that I'm not the best professional that that animal needs or what that owner needs, then I'm going to say no. I'm going to say yes to clients that I love. I'm going to say yes to treating patients that I love to serve. I'm going to say yes to my mental health of not having to deal with clients that are not the right fit for me. So I hope this podcast served you. I would love if you would leave our podcast a review. I would love if you would reach out to me on social media at Making Strides for Animal Chiro. And I hope you would love to move forward with some of my coaching materials. You can look us up on makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. And I look forward to serving you and your business. Until next time, we'll talk soon. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. I hope these free tools have served you and your business so you can serve more patients. It's really tough being an animal chiropractor. I know it. You're trying to meet all these people, trying to get their vet to sign these referral forms, and you don't know if you can make your business work financially. It's hard. I get it. Now, when I first got started, all of my chiropractic mentors told me you have to do all these marketing events, meet all these people you don't know, shake a lot of hands, and get them into your practice. I was always wondering where my next new patient was going to come from. And if I'm being honest with you all, it wasn't sustainable. It always put fear in my head that I would never have a practice of my dreams. So fast forward a couple years, and here I am with a successful and thriving animal chiropractic practice. And it took a lot of mindset shifts in order to get here. What I thought and what I was told would work didn't work for me. So I had to develop a program that worked for a strongly introverted, kind of awkward person who just loves animals and wants to serve them well. I had to shift away from always thinking about where I'm going to get my new patients in to instead focusing on the relationships I built in my community and becoming an authority figure on animal chiropractic. So you guys, I have a free course that's going to tell you a little bit more about how I made these mindset shifts and why I started this Making Strides movement. So that way we can push the animal chiropractic profession forward. Please join us on makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. Take the free course and see what it has to offer you. Hey guys, Dr. Katie here. Thanks for listening. My intention behind starting this podcast was to build awareness and promote our amazing profession. If you like what we're doing here, please like, share, or leave a review. Help us to spread this movement so we all can begin to take steps towards change. Let's make strides for animal chiropractic.